and to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, on Wednesday, the Lord was speaking to us. Hallelujah. The need for us to pray. Hallelujah. He said that men ought to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Amen. Hallelujah. And that we should pray concerning the land that we dwell in, so that we can also dwell in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. So of recent, we all know what has been going on all over the land. And as the people of God, the Lord was speaking to us from Jeremiah chapter 1, that he has given us the ability, he has given us the power, he has given us the authority, hallelujah, to destroy, to pull down, to throw down, amen, to plant, hallelujah, amen. He has given us, the church has that authority. Hallelujah. And it's whatever we say that will stand. I'm not hearing amen to that. It's what the church says that will stand. Because that authority is given to you and I in the church. Hallelujah. Not what they are saying outside. Not what men think. Not even what you think. Hallelujah. But we are going by what the Lord God Almighty says. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have the authority. We have the power. Hallelujah. Huh? He said, if two of you shall do what? Agree. Where? Here. Here on earth. That it shall be what will happen? Established right there in heaven. So we have the authority. Hallelujah. You know, part of our challenge is that we don't know the enormous power God has given to us. Hallelujah. For when we realize that, then we're able to decree. Hallelujah. Amen. We're able to stop any raging anywhere. We're able to stop wars. We're able to bring peace. Hallelujah. That is the authority of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. So with the things that are going on, brethren, the church has the authority to stop it and to decree what we want, and it shall be established. Amen. Hallelujah. Just turn with me for a minute to Jeremiah 1. You know, I just want us to pray before we continue the message or the teaching we had. Jeremiah chapter 1. I'll just take a few verses. Just to establish in our hearts that we have got the authority. We have got the power to decree, and it shall be so. Just look at from verse 9. It said, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Amen. And, you know, the first place to begin is for the Lord to touch my mouth. Hallelujah. And why he needs to do that is to impart unto me the creative ability that he himself has. Hallelujah. So that I no longer speak my own words, I will speak only his word. Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, he touched my mouth. That is Jeremiah. The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And this morning we are saying, Lord, touch our mouth. You know, our mouth is used to speaking useless things, careless things, speaking rubbish, speaking things out of context that is not in line with the plan and purpose of God. But God is saying, or Jeremiah is telling us his own personal experience, that the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And I'm saying, Lord, touch my mouth this morning, so that I cease from speaking my own words. And immediately that was done, he said, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I said, Lord, put your words in my mouth today. Hallelujah. Especially in this time of of great controversy, this time of great challenge all over, conflict all over the place, I need to begin to speak from the perspective of God. Hallelujah. Not from my own understanding, but speaking from God's own viewpoint. Brethren, that is where we can survive, we can overcome. Only when we stand on God's side and speak God's own word. Praise God. So I want to encourage us this morning that the first place to start is that, Lord, purge my mouth. Hallelujah. You know, that was the experience of Isaiah. He has been with the king, Uzziah. He had been eating the king's meat. He has been enjoying himself. He was in an environment where he was enjoying himself. Hallelujah. But a day came that he had an encounter with God. And they had to put a burning coal upon his tongue. To do what? To purge him. So that he stopped speaking. Even though he was a prophet, he needed to speak God's own word. Amen. This morning the Lord needs to purge us. Purge me. Purge my mouth. Purge me from partisanship. Purge me from politics. Purge me from every alignment of nationalities and ethnicity. Amen. And the Lord needs to purge me so that I no longer speak my own words, but speak His own word. Amen. That is where we start this morning. Lord, purge me. Purify my heart. Purify my tongue. Let me speak only your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he moved. He said, see, the Lord was this. He said, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. Hallelujah. He has given Jeremiah, this was a prophet, but I'm saying this morning, brethren, by the Spirit of the Lord, that God is raising a prophetic body, hallelujah. A people he has given his unction and given his authority, that when they speak, they are speaking the word of the Lord. They are, hallelujah, amen. You know what Jesus said? He said, as I see, what I do is what I see what? My Father do. Hallelujah. Amen. So that we cease. This is the only thing that can stop all the controversies and conflict, especially among the children of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It was Joshua. Was it not Joshua? Who said, who is on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. You must be on the Lord's side. And before you can be on the Lord's side, you must be speaking His own words. No longer your own. Amen. Praise God. So he told him, he said, see, I have this day set thee. In other words, he was saying that he has given him authority over the nations and over the kingdoms. Hallelujah. To order the way things should go. Hallelujah. Now let me give you a little bit of history. The church once had that power and authority until something crept in. Politics crept in into the church. Until false doctrine crept in into the church. Until the prosperity message set in. But let me tell you something. One good news. We can stop the church from preaching rubbish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That is, if you yourself, you are not feeding from the same stream. I don't know whether you follow what I'm saying. If you enjoy all the prosperity message and all the motivational messages, then you are not a part. You cannot decree because you keep speaking man's word. But this morning we must stand on the side where we begin to speak the word of the Lord. Praise God. So he said, I have this day, and I believe that this is the charge and this is the mandate he's given to you and I today. He's given to this local assembly, I have this day set thee. Set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. We keep on making reference to 1983, December, when something happened. The church was able to topple government. Remove men from authority. That power has not been taken away from us. Hallelujah. Can I hear a louder amen? He has given us that authority. Hallelujah. Amen. And as men were praying and prophesying, the east wind was blowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was the first time I heard. He said, let the east wind blow. Let it blow. They were prophesying. It was in Akpo Grammar School here. Let it blow. And as it was going, God was removing government, removing head of state. Hallelujah. Amen. That east wind will yet blow. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So see, I have said thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out. Hallelujah. There are things that need to be root out or rooted out. Amen. And there are things that need to be pulled down. There are things that need to be destroyed. And there are things that need to be thrown down. There are different degrees of destruction that the church can bring upon the face of the earth. We have that authority. Hallelujah. We have the authority to say, let war in this particular end, let it cease, and it shall be so. We have the authority to say, let God ignite confusion in the midst of these people. Let them no longer see eye to eye, and it shall be so. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the authority He has given to you and I. Any unjust government in any part of the world, we can bring them down. But the church has lost that. We have lost that authority and that strength. But we are praying, Lord, today, restore that word to our mouth. Bring the word back again. Bring back that power and that authority. And the church will begin to walk in that realm. Amen. We also have the ability to build and to plant. Hallelujah. Not just the destructive, but we have the creative ability to build and to plant. And I want to encourage us this morning that these two edges, hallelujah, the church must stand there. Hallelujah. To begin to pronounce, make certain pronouncements, and at the same time begin to make pronouncements that will build, that will plant, that will create something out of nothing. Amen. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Amen. Amen. Is what you see that you become. If you don't see a thing, you see nothing, you are nothing. Amen. Amen. Is what you are seeing, is the vision you are perceiving, that is what you become. Praise God. You know, many of us, we are seeing nothing, and that is why nothing is happening to us. Hallelujah. But today, begin to see something. Hallelujah. He told the prophet, he said, what are you seeing? He said, an almond. Hallelujah. He said to him, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I will hasten my word to do what? To perform it. Amen. Hallelujah. The whole symbolism is that God is backing up the word that the prophet will bring forth, and it's going to be so. And it's going to happen. It's going to take place. In other words, whatever you say, I am going to back it up and bring it to pass. He said that while they are yet praying, I will do what? I will answer them. Amen. So this morning, I just want to waken up our consciousness to the fact that we need to begin to be a praying people. And that the enormous authority that God has given to us. On Wednesday, we are looking at this. And I believe the whole church must be involved. We all must be involved. God has been speaking to us to be away from partisanship. Don't take sides. Hallelujah. Amen. And I that is standing here, I'm trying to purge my own mind from being partisan. Hallelujah. Amen. But there is something that is paramount in the heart of God. One serious agenda. And every other thing seems to revolve around it. That God hates. I use the word hate. He hates Islamism. Hallelujah. And God has been speaking to us. This is the bondwoman. Hallelujah. We must deal with it. Hallelujah. Forget whatever thing you want to stand for. But you see this one? Every other thing seems to be hanging around it. So why leave the main sickness and you are treating symptom? Hallelujah. This is a universal agenda. Hallelujah. Amen. And God has been speaking to us, if you don't deal with it, you become like Turkey. You become like Syria. You become like Cyprus. And the rest of them. If we don't begin now to cry unto God. Saying, God, spare your people and do not forsake the people of your heritage. Amen. So this morning, the agenda, the number one item on God's mind is that this bondwoman, these children of the bondwoman, we're not saying God killed them. We're not saying God destroyed them. But we're saying that whatever is hanging around this, that is bringing the nation under so much stress and distress, God will want an end to it. Amen. Now, there are a lot of bloodshed that have gone on because of this. Many have been killed. Many things have been destroyed. Not just in Nigeria alone, but all over the world. Two nights ago, somebody went and ignited one in the tube in London. Is it not so? And immediately he did it, bam. They claim that we are the people that did it. That nonsense must stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes even the people say, no, we are not part of this. You know why they say that? Because they don't understand that it is what? A spirit. We need to smite the spirit. We need to deal with that spirit today. And this, the agenda will stop. Amen. And he's saying to us very clearly, in clear terms, this is scripture here, verse 12. He said that the word we're going to speak, that he is going to hasten it up. Hallelujah, to perform it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you believe the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. Do we all believe this, brethren? Hallelujah. But we must start first. Listen, I have been marginalized. Hallelujah. Is it not so? I stand in a very good place to begin to give reason why I should pray against certain things. Hallelujah. But God is saying, I told myself this, it wasn't when I was taking it. I said, but what have I gained from this entity called Nigeria? In other words, I must, maybe I have a justifiable reason to say, God, just destroy it, scatter this thing, split it into 100 pieces. Are you with me, brethren? Hallelujah. I said, I haven't gained anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I have been marginalized. But that is not an excuse. You must be speaking from God's viewpoint. What is in the mind of God for Nigeria in this time? That is what we must find out. And we're saying number one is that, you see, the Islamization program is an agenda we must end. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are not agreeing to that point. But it doesn't really matter. What we need this morning is two or three of you shall agree as touching a thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage us to pray. Hallelujah. One thing, one agenda I believe God has, dropped in our heart is this Islamization program. It has diversity. It has, different arms. And the church must stand to begin to stand against it. And when we begin to pray, we don't end only in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. We must also embark on an aggressive program. Hallelujah. To Christianize men. Not to Islamize only. But we must make disciples. We must begin to speak to men. We must begin to tell them to turn to Jesus. We must begin to tell the Muslim man that, listen, you need Jesus. Hallelujah. And we must do it boldly. And we must do it in a haste. Because we have no longer time. Amen. Praise God. So that is what he expects us to be planting, to be building. As we destroy the spirit of Islamization over this nation, we should also be planting the life of Christ in the heart of men. Amen. So I want to encourage us, brethren, just want to encourage us that it is time to pray. It is time to call upon the name of the Lord. If we don't do it, amen. In this critical time, I wonder what will happen. And I'm looking at what I'm seeing. And what keeps coming to my mind is between now and December, certain things need to be done. Decisive decision that God is going to make. Not just about Nigeria alone, but all over the world. Certain things are going to happen. And I'm not sure we are all prepared for it. There was a word that came. He said, are you prepared for what is coming? Hallelujah. As we pray, are we also prepared for the implications of the things that will come? Hallelujah. Are we ready for the things that will begin to unveil? Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to pray. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage all of us, just Help me, stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. I will lead in a short prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to cry out to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of rumbling within our souls. A lot of things going on. Hallelujah. But we're going to ask the Lord this morning, purify my heart. Purge me. Hallelujah. Amen. If it doesn't purge me, I'm not going to see the other side. I'm not going to hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, people can become so bitter in their hearts that it's difficult to hear when God is speaking. I don't want to be in that place where I'm so bitter with the environment, with the element and the elemental forces, and I don't hear God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we begin by asking the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Touch my mouth. Touch me. Touch my spirit, my soul, and my body. Touch me this morning. Touch me. Take away my own words. Take away the ability within me to stand on my own way. Hallelujah. That I might begin to speak, that you might put your word in my mouth. Put your word in my mouth. That I might speak your own word. May we just begin to pray. Let's turn our hearts to God this morning and say, Lord, have mercy upon my mouth. I have spoken things. I have said things I ought not to say because of my ignorance. Because I don't know. I'm not hearing what you're saying. But this morning I want to stand on your own side. I want to be on the Lord's side. I want to say what you are saying. I want to see what you are seeing. I want to do what I see you do. I no longer want to do my own thing and say my own words. Have mercy upon me, dear Lord. I have joined men who do not even know the Lord to say what men are saying. I have aligned myself to see what men are seeing. But today I want to separate myself unto you that I might see and that I might say and I might stand on your own side, dear Lord. Father, this is our prayer this morning, O God. Purge me of every impurity. Purge me of every self-centeredness. Purge me of every Nigerianness. Purge me from every politics. Purge me from every ethnicity. Purge me from every tribalism. Purge my heart. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse me from hatred. Hallelujah. Hate is in our heart, brethren. My God, that you might have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me, dear Lord. Oh, my God, I have been in for a where men said things. And God, I supported it and I agreed with it. But today, Lord, purge me. That I might stand where you want me to stand. And that I might say the things that are from you, dear Lord. Oh, Masatataya Manamaya Dasarata. My God, have mercy upon your church. Have mercy upon us, dear Lord. For the church has been politicized. The church have gone into politics. The church have left their primary call of bringing authority over nations and over kingdoms. God, we cry out to you today. Lord, that you will have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the church. Upon the church in Nigeria. My God, have mercy. We repent. We repent. We repent. Oh God, we stand on behalf of the church in this nation. And we say, Lord, have mercy upon us. Oh God, for we have strayed and gone away and done our own thing. And Lord, the time has come and the children of the bondwoman have come to take over the land. But we cry out unto you this morning, Lord, that you might show us mercy, oh God. And spare your people, my Father. Spare us. My God, spare us from this imminent destruction. Lord, spare us from the war. Father, spare us from annihilation. Father, spare your people, oh God. They killed men in Southern Kaduna and nobody raised any hoot. Father, spare your people, oh God. They are killing and they keep killing. The headsmen are all over the place killing and nobody is saying anything. Father, spare us. Spare your people, my Father. Ever we come. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you arise. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, arise! 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 Jehovah, the man of war, that you will arise! Will you not discomfit them? Will you not bring judgment upon this spirit? Father, judge this spirit of Islam over the land of Nigeria. Father, judge this spirit. Father, judge this spirit. Judge this agenda. Father, judge it. Judge their programs. Judge it. Father, we stand as your people and we bring judgment upon them. Hallelujah. Oh, Natatatayavanamaya. Oh, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brethren, we are taking the points one by one. We want to take the points one by one, the programs. Hallelujah. We want to take them one by one. And we say, God, look at it. Look at this program, judge it. Look at these policies. Judge it. They look normal on the physical. But we know that the intent is to Islamize. Therefore, we want to tell the Lord this morning to look at this matter. We want to present our matter to God. Number one is the educational system. You are all aware how they have changed the programs. The syllabus and all. They are changing them. They are enforcing certain agenda right within the educational system. Now we want to take that. We say, Lord, look at this matter. We want you to judge it. And we want to stop that program. And we say, today, the 17th day, am I right? The 17th day of September, that we want to abolish that program. We want it to be brought to an end. Call it by name. And that we want even the board, the National Educational Research Center Council, we want that council dissolved. It's today we want to establish that. Hallelujah. Amen. We want that council dissolved because they have gone against the council of God. We don't want it anymore. Amen. Can we just pray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, look at this matter. They have changed. They want to force our children. They want to initiate our children into Islam. They want to, through the back door, begin to cause our children to become Muslims. Father, we say today we want to bring it to a stop. My God, see this unjust policy. Father, look at this wicked policy. Father, judge it. Judge it. Oh God, let your judgment come down upon it. My God, judge this program that wants to initiate our children, that wants to force our children, that wants Sharia and Quran, not to be enforced upon our children. Father, today we say it shall not be. We cancel. We cancel. We bring it to naught in the name of Jesus. It shall not be. Lord, this is the decree of the watchers. We said they cancel this National Education Research Council. Father, we want this board. We want it dissolved and never to be reconstituted. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want this board dissolved. We want it to go into extinction. Lord, let no other board in its stead be set up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My God. Jesus, arise. My God. Arise. Hallelujah. Brother, we take another point. We take another point. We look at all the heads. Right from the president to the minutest head. They are all Muslims. Be it in post authority, be it in customs, be it the chief of staff of the army, of air force, wherever. Every one of them, they have put Muslims over the place. Father, we say we don't want it that way anymore. Let us bring it to God. We don't know how He will do it. Let us begin to call upon the name of our God. The Senate is a president. The Senate president is a Muslim. The House of Speakers, or whether he's a Christian, I don't know. But all these men, they are all Muslims. And we cannot stay here and watch a gradual Islamization of Nigeria. We cannot stay here and watch. Father, we say we can no longer be on the sidelines. We want to bring these programs to a stop. Father, we say, Lord, we cry unto you, O God. All over the place, the heads of the rulers, they are all Muslims. Father, we ask, reverse this trend. Change this thing, Lord God. Judge this trend, my Father. Bring it to an end. In the name of Jesus. Protect Ayadataramanamai. Oh God. Hallelujah. There is no weapon of war. Hallelujah. That is mightier than calling upon you, dear Lord. We ask you that you will hear us from your dwelling place. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Let us take up policies. There are policies that are anti-Christian. Some of them, they are going through their second reading in the house. There are policies. And we are saying such policies should die natural death. The ones that they are trying to originate, hallelujah, they will never see the light of the day. The ones that are already in operation, we want them, how do you say it? How do you say it now? We want those policies to be abolished. Amen. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. Let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Every policy that is anti-Christian in this land, we want them squashed. We want them expunged. We want them destroyed. That is our place. Hallelujah. Begin to pray, brethren. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Whichever policy you remember, the policy of federal character and the rest of them, that is skewed towards Muslim, towards Islamic agenda. We want them destroyed. We don't want them anymore. Okay. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father, arise. Give us a vexation in our spirit against this wickedness, dear Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, arise. Amen. Amen. In line with that burden on the policies, to be specific, the grazing bill. Huh? They say it have gone through the second reading. Now, a brother was telling us yesterday about his farm. One of the people working in his farm said that these herdsmen, they will come. We are talking about Asahia. They will come and they will enter into the farm, destroy all the crops. If you there now, what battalion is it? Second battalion that is there. They are just behind them. You open your mouth, you are in trouble. That is a picture of what is going to happen. And we are saying here today, the church is decreeing today that is it anti-grazing or grazing? Anti-grazing bill. Grazing bill. Yes. That's the grazing bill. Yes, we're asking for, we don't want any bill that has anything to do with grazing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If there is anything that will be against that, is that they should go and find a place to graze their cow, not in another person's land. Amen. Are we together with that, brethren? Let's begin to pray that we don't want that thing that has gone through a second reading. We want it dead. We don't want that policy. We don't want that thing passed into law. We don't want it to even come up for another reading. Hallelujah. The grazing bill. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we ask. We bring this grazing bill to you. We ask, oh God, that you will arise. Father, arise. Father, we say we don't want this bill. This bill that have come to oppress. This bill that have come. Lord, it is an unjust bill. Father, it is not right. That man, that the spirit of the Midianites will come upon the land of the people of God. That this spirit, that when men sow, that the Midianites will come and they take over.
Father, it is unjust. Therefore, we say, Lord, let this bill be squashed. Father, let this bill never see the light of day. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will arise. Oh God, let even the sponsor of the bill, let him withdraw it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will do us this favor. Grant us this help, dear Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I think we need to begin to plant. We need to begin to speak what we want the Lord to do in this land. That will bring peace. And that will bring prosperity to the nation. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together, brethren? Hallelujah. Are we together? Hallelujah. One thing I want, I don't know about you, don't crucify me. One thing I want restructuring. Whatever that means, I want this nation, I want this, we want the center to be weak. Where the various regions have the ability to harness their own potentials and then be able to contribute to the center. Right now, it's the reverse that is the case. Are you with me? Are we together? Am I understood? Amen. Therefore, we want this nation restructured. Hallelujah. You can hear, I'm not talking about ethnicity. I'm talking about restructuring. Hallelujah. That is what is called true what? Federalism. That is what we want. Are we together? Let's begin to pray. Tell the Lord what you want. As he sets aside the human agenda, that this is what we ask him to do. We want this nation restructured. We want the injustice and all the oppression that have come right from the center. We want it stopped and let him begin to initiate and activate the program that will cause this nation to be restructured. That no side is marginalized. And no side is richer than the other. We want we want a society where things are working, where things are moving, where people are able to harness their own potentials. Father, this is our decree and this is our cry today. Lord, that you might move in this nation. Move in this nation, dear Lord. That you will cause your will to be done in this land. My God. Yes, we might want restructuring, but you want something else. Lord, we come to ask that your will might be done. In the land of Nigeria, oh God. Hallelujah. The next, let us tell the Lord we don't want war. We want peace in the land of Nigeria. Let us begin to pray. Whatever will cause war, we say, no, Lord, we don't want it. Remember, it's what we tell the Lord. He said he will hasten up his word to perform it. We say we want peace. We don't want war. We don't want this nation to go through a time of war a second time. We come to stop war. Every beating and drums of war, we come to silence them. Every plan of war, we come to bring it to an end. Hallelujah. Father, we stop the drums of war. We stop the sponsors of war. We stop them. We stop their moves. The nations that are supporting and igniting war, Father, we say we stop them. Those that want to sponsor supply of ammunition, Father, we stop them. In the name of Jesus. We stop war over the land of Nigeria. We say this affliction shall not arise a second time. Father, we don't want, we reject war. And we come to speak of your peace over the land of Nigeria. Father, we prophesy peace. We prophesy peace over the mountains and hills in Nigeria. Over the rivers and over the waters and oceans. We speak peace to the east. We speak peace to the north. We speak peace to the west. We speak peace to the south. We speak peace over the land of Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Our generation shall praise your name. 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 Oh, Almighty God. Almighty God. Our generation shall praise you. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation
let's sing it one more time.
Oh my God. Our generation shall praise you. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise you. Our generation shall praise you.
Amen. One other thing we are going to pray, asking the Lord to do over the land of Nigeria, is that all the decayed infrastructure, we want to see them being restored. That is, we are planting now. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to see government do something positive in this area. There are many, I don't need to tell you what they are. Bad roads, no housing policy, no electricity, multiple taxations, every manner of thing. They are not good. We want the Lord to move those who are in authority right now to initiate program. We demand for a program. I'm talking about in the spirit. We demand for a program to rehabilitate roads, to do all the things that are necessary.
Hallelujah. So that we can live a peaceable and comfortable life in Nigeria. Please, can we just pray? Then we'll take the final point. Can we just lift up our voices and pray? Hallelujah. We're asking God, let Him begin to bring the pressure upon the leaders, upon our leaders, both at federal level, at state level, at local government level. Let them begin to resuscitate, begin to restore infrastructure, all the things that need to be put in place, all the promises that the various organs of government promised. We want to demand that they begin to execute them. We want to begin to demand that they begin to do those things they told us they will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts. Touch their hearts. Give them no peace until these things are done. My God. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray for the church in Nigeria. Let's pray for the church in Nigeria. The church is in a state of coma. Hallelujah. The church in Nigeria need life. The church in Nigeria need to arise. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of weakness we see. The church is not standing where they should stand. Hallelujah. We want to say today, awake. Hallelujah. Put on thy strength. Hallelujah. We want to speak to the church. Hallelujah. For that was what Daniel did. That was what Esther did. And there was an awakening that began to galvanize the people to begin to pursue the cause of God. No longer to begin to preach what they used to preach. You know, in those days, the priests were just doing their own thing. The prophets were prophesying whatever they like. But a time comes when He raises a people, hallelujah, who will take a stand against the wickedness that is in the land. Let us begin to ask the Lord, awaken the church from slumber, from sleep. Let the church begin to arise. Hallelujah. Let the church begin to prepare war. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the time. Let's begin to speak. You can call the different denominations. You call whatever you want to call. Call them by name. Say, God, send fire in their midst. Let men begin to arise. Let men begin to see what you are seeing. Let men begin to see what you demand of your church in this very hour. The church is drifting. The church has been deceived. With all the money the church has, there is not deliverance upon the land. With all their accumulation of wealth, yet the land is in thick darkness. Let us begin to act that the church will begin to arise. Wake up the mighty man. Cause the men of war to draw near. It is time to beat the plowshares into sword. It is time. It is time for war. It is time when men should arise in the spirit and begin to contend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, wake up the church. Hallelujah. Stir up your people, oh God. Stir us up from our sleep and from our slumber. Let Zion awake, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move, oh God, in the midst of your people. Lord, let a new wave, hallelujah, a fresh revival begin to move across the land of Nigeria, into every church, into church groups. Father, Lord, let the Spirit of the Lord begin to brood over this nation, dear Lord. Begin to touch the hearts of men. So begin to respond to the call of God. Hallelujah. All the preachings of greed and selfishness. Father, that they will see that men will begin to arise. And begin to speak forth the word of the Lord over the land. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We just want some people to lift up their voices and to pray while we all stay in agreement. Hallelujah. And some people just lift up their voices. Okay, thank you. Before we do that, I've been reminded, we need to cry to God about the security situation in this land. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we in agreement? Hallelujah. Amen. We want to activate the power and the fear of security agencies in the land. That men are not able to do evil. Amen. Because when the power and the hand of God is upon a people, hallelujah, they begin to learn righteousness. Amen. Let us begin to pray about the security situation in the land. Hallelujah. The killings, ritual killings, the kidnappings, the robberies. Let us begin to bring them to an end. Let's say we don't want, let the east wind of the Lord begin to blow. Let the fire of God begin to chase them out from their hiding places, from their cocoons, from their hideouts. Let fire begin to come. The ones that are making millions out of kidnapping, that the judgment of God will come down upon them. The ones that break in into people's homes at night, the ones that snatch, we want judgment to come down upon them and upon the spirit that is responsible. Let judgment of God come down. Let men on their own accord begin to repent. Let them begin to turn in their weapons. Let them begin to deny, separate themselves and say, I don't want to do this job anymore. Because the fire of God is coming down. The ones that are in River State, operating in different flanks, in different areas, we want God to visit them. The ones that are operating along Ele Lahuda Road, the ones between Ethiopia and Ele and the Were axis, we want the judgment of God to come. The ones along Iwofe Road, wherever they are, we say, God, visit them. Let the church pray. Hallelujah. Let us call upon the name of the Lord. Let us seal this prayer today with the power of the Holy Ghost and with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. I just want people to take turns to pray while we all stay in agreement. Let's take turns to pray. Whichever area the Lord lays upon your heart, because I believe that the points are not exhaustive in themselves. Hallelujah. Is there any specific area the Lord is touching your heart to pray? Just lift up your voice and begin to declare and begin to prophesy, and the church will say amen to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Please, let us read Mark 11:23. Brethren, as we are praying, certain things, you know, came to my mind. I just remembered when those men were building the Tower of Babel, and God went there and confused them. You know, he confounded them. So shall he do to all them that want to cause confusion in Nigeria. So shall he scatter them. So shall the east wind blow them away. in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's read Mark 11:23. It reads, "For verily I say unto you," I want to bring assurance to us about the prayer that we have been making since morning. "For I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Hallelujah! Amen. "Therefore I say unto you, brethren, what things so ye ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God, we thank you for today, because it's the day that you have made. Father, we have uttered words, O God. You say your word will not come back to you void. And so, Lord, let this word that we have uttered, it will come back to us, O God. This word must accomplish that which you have desired in our hearts today, O God. Which is your purpose, O God. It shall be, O God, as we have decreed, there shall be no war in Nigeria. My God, you bring to naught all the people that are canvassing for war. Oh God, they are coming together. Oh God, Father, you will scatter them, oh God. You always scatter them, oh God. Let your east wind blow them away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for peace for River State, Lord. Peace, oh God. Father, the grazing bill shall not come to you, oh God. Tonight, they will never see it again, Jehovah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not see that bill anymore, my God. And Lord, we decree, oh God, that the rarers, these first men, they begin to retrace their steps, my God, even tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our God and our King. We bless you, our God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
For unity in your body, we are asking, Father, that you open the eyes of your people, that the things that one is seeing, others will also see. That we all will be in unity in thought, in speech, and in mind. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking that which has brought division in our midst be taken away. Such that brother will not speak against brother. Brother will not say contrary things to what the other brother is saying. That you will arise, our Father. That your church will be one indeed. Your church, Father, will be one such that love and unity, Father, will reign in your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking that you cover your church. That spirits will not creep into it to cause disagreement, to cause division. We come this hour to rebuke those spirits. We bind them hands and feet, and we cast them into the abyss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come this hour to say that brother will begin to see brother. We will see eye to eye. We will love one another. We will walk as one man. We will have the same mind. We will say the same things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Bond us together. Let our minds be knit together as one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Let's just speak a song together. The cloud of glory is moving.
The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud. Oh, the cloud. world of glorious moment. Let us move with. Let my spirit arise and my strength.